Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is pleasant this evening. Tel Aviv enjoys mild temperatures with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem is cooler, offering a perfect night for a stroll. In Haifa, it remains calm and clear. Here are today's headlines. First, four IDF soldiers were injured in a clash with a Hezbollah gunman in Lebanon, according to the Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, Israel and Lebanon have resumed negotiations to end the cycle of violence, reported by Walla earlier this hour. Also this hour, dozens in Gaza protested against Hamas, calling for change, as reported by Israel Hayom. Separately, Israel is expanding archaeological sites in the West Bank, affecting Palestinian communities, according to Forward from this afternoon. And finally, young American Jews express feeling politically homeless amid debates over Israel, as reported by JTA earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ihab Hassan, a commentator, posting just minutes ago, criticized the silence over Hamas suppressing protests in Gaza, contrasting it with global outrage over similar events in Europe. Eyal Yacobi, an analyst, writing on X just now, noted the discrepancy in media coverage when Hamas makes aggressive statements against Palestinians. Visegrad 24, a news account, highlighted that protests have erupted in Gaza following a funeral for a Hamas commander, posting earlier today. Now for more on those stories, starting with the clash in Lebanon. The Times of Israel reports that an officer was moderately hurt and three others lightly injured in the incident. A Hezbollah gunman threw a grenade at IDF forces during the confrontation. This event coincides with statements from Hezbollah's chief, who called the U.S.-Iran deal a defeat for Israel. The situation remains tense, with potential implications for regional security. Turning to the renewed peace talks, Walla reports that a senior U.S. State Department official confirmed the resumption of negotiations between Israel and Lebanon. The aim is to progress towards ending the cycle of violence. This development signals a potential diplomatic breakthrough, though challenges remain. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Israel Hayom highlights the rare protests against Hamas. Demonstrators demanded a better life and accused the organization of betrayal. This marks a significant shift in internal dynamics in Gaza, possibly affecting future governance and international perceptions. Separately, the Forward reports on archaeological expansions in the West Bank. These efforts, driven by Israel's ultra-nationalist government, are impacting Palestinian communities, particularly in Jericho. This move could escalate tensions over heritage and land rights in the region. Finally, JTA discusses the feelings of political homelessness among young American Jews. They face pressure to choose sides in the Israeli-Palestinian debate, but seek a just solution for both peoples. This sentiment reflects broader challenges in diaspora relations with Israel. Turning to business and markets. First, Cyberbit is shutting down its operations in Israel, laying off its local workforce, as reported by CTech earlier. The company, known for training cybersecurity teams, is closing its local office. Separately, Walla Business reports on a significant increase in monthly mortgage payments for many Israelis. A report highlights how policy changes have raised costs for borrowers. And finally, Varonis, a data security company, saw its share price jump by 7%. Globes attributes this to private equity firms expressing interest in acquiring the business. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.